Indie Author Confidential. Secrets No One Will Tell You About Being a Writer, Volume 5. Written by M.L. Ron. Read by Mike, courtesy of Google Play Books Auto Narration. Copyright 2021 by the author. Production, copyright 2022 by the author. Introduction. The second quarter of 2021 brought huge changes in my personal and writing life. First, I completed my law degree. What a relief! Now I don't have to worry about reading gigantic books that take away from my writing time. Second, I encountered a book called The Conquest of Happiness by Bertrand Russell. This book transformed the way I see my life. I made profound changes in my life in response to reading it. I'll share more later in the book, but the result was that I stopped producing The Writer's Journey and Writing Tip of the Day podcasts. I've been stretching myself thin over the past few years, and I recognize that with law school behind me, it was time to start shrinking the responsibilities in my life. Working a full-time job, raising a family, running 3 podcasts and a YouTube channel, writing 5 to 10 books per year, doing at least 10 podcast interviews per year, speaking at 5 to 10 engagements per year, and teaching 6 to 10 insurance classes per year is just not sustainable. But boy, was I doing it all and doing it at a crazy successful level. So, I chose to leave many of those activities on a high note. In Q2 alone, I completed my final law class, taught my final insurance class, and released the final episodes of my podcasts. That's a seismic shift that I haven't been able to fully appreciate yet. Bertrand Russell's book gave me a deep self-awareness about myself. While I was winding my activities down, I sensed that something new was coming, a new chapter in my life that I needed to prepare for. I didn't know what, but I listened to my spirit and spent a few weeks cleaning up my personal life. Sure enough, shortly after all of this, a headhunter contacted me about a new job and made me an offer I couldn't refuse, an executive position at a global insurance company. I wasn't looking for a job, it just happened, and the experience was surreal. In retrospect, this was the event my spirit was preparing me for. I left a company for whom I had worked for 11 years, leaving behind friends and colleagues I knew well. I had a comfortable lifestyle and a good work-life balance that allowed me to build my writing career. And it wasn't about the money, honestly. I knew that the new job was the right decision when, at the beginning of the fifth and final interview, the senior vice president of the company opened the interview with, "I noticed you like to write and read fantasy novels. Tell me your favorite series." When I told him that it was the Dresden Files, we spent the entire interview talking about Harry Dresden. We didn't discuss insurance at all. Not only did I land a rare executive position, but I also landed among colleagues who respected the writing side of my personality. That is incredibly rare in the corporate world. I've said for years that my writing life and my work life feed off each other. I inserted a sentence about reading and writing in my LinkedIn profile. An act of courage in a very competitive world where showing an interest in the arts is often perceived as a professional weakness. That sentence helped me land a job. As an executive. At 33 years old. If anyone needs proof that you shouldn't hide your creative interests from the rest of the world, let that be it. If your current employer uses it against you, find a new employer. The new role came with enormous responsibilities. The first few months were intense. I worked 12-hour days, and I even worked on weekends to establish myself. Fortunately, the company I chose values work-life balance. I never receive emails over the weekend, and working long hours is always my choice, never mandated. Of course, because of my role, the work has to be done, and I know how to perform at a high level at work and in my writing. The choice to scale back many activities made a tremendous difference in my ability to expand into this executive role without disrupting the other areas of my life too much. That's precisely why I've spent the past decade investing in technology to help me be a part-time writer with full-time results. My preoccupation has been creating a writing business that runs itself. The new job put a big dent in my writing life for a few months, but now I'm mostly back to normal, writing the same way I used to.